Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
It's going to become hot over especially northern Gauteng, the low veld and parts of the northwest. Isolated afternoon thundershowers can be expected along the northern escarpment and the central parts of Limpopo. Pretoria and Rustenburg up to 33, Joburg and Polokwane 30, Mpumela and Emalahleni 29. And with that, the warning of a heat wave that's forecast for tomorrow and for the weekend over Gauteng, as well as parts of Mpumalanga, Limpopo, the northwest and the Free State.
Nico Haldane says, the traffic update on the N12 westbound 200 metres after Craft Road. It has been a massive motor vehicle accident. Please reroute and avoid it entirely if possible.
The Municipal Workers Union, SAMWU, has called on the new mayor of Tshwane to reinstate some 40 municipal workers who were dismissed after an unprotected strike earlier this year. 31 of these workers, who are bus drivers from the Tshwane bus service, will face disciplinary hearings today. And Ghana is introducing new measures to combat illegal mining amid mounting public pressure on the government to address the issue in recent weeks. Illegal mining poses a serious risk to the environment by polluting soil and water in the West African nation, which is also the main producer of gold on the continent. I'm Khada De Souza. There's more news at 8.
Well, we start off with some cricket news. Protest star Heinrich Claassen produced the fireworks yesterday with a bat, and Dayan Khalim was superb with the ball as the momentum multiplied. Titans sealed a thumping 94-run victory over the Gold Rush Boland side in their T20 Challenge match at SuperSport Park Centurion. And it was a great night. I was there yesterday. The DP World Lions, though, they also produced a great bowling attack with a clinical effort to help the Johannesburg side register a 47-run bonus point victory over the ITech Knights in their CSA T20 Challenge match at the Mangaung Oval in Bloemfontein. Rookie all-rounder Nitesh Kumar Reddy smashed 74 and took 2 wickets as he helped India thrash Bangladesh by 86 runs for a series clinching win in their second T20 international that was played last night as well. Moving to football news now, Bafana Bafana defender Thapelo Morena wants to see an improved performance from the team's defence in tomorrow's Africa Cup of Nations qualifier against the Congo in Gqeberha. Hugo Broz's men are currently in second place in Group K after picking up 4 points from their 2 qualifiers so far against Uganda and South Sudan. And England interim boss Lee Carsley has revealed that Harry Kane will not be in the starting lineup for tonight's Nations League clash against Greece, with his captain recovering from injury. Kane suffered a knock in a collision while playing for Bayern Munich in their 3-3 draw against Eintracht Frankfurt over the weekend. And the 31-year-old striker, who's England's record goalscorer, has been unable to train with the rest of the squad since linking up with him on Monday. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Just stop your crying, it's a sign of the times. Welcome to the final show. I hope you're wearing your best clothes. You can't bribe the door on your way to the sky. You look pretty good down here, but you ain't really good. We never learned, we've been here before. Why are we always stuck and running from the bullets? The bullets. We never learned, we've been here before. Why are we always stuck and running from the bullets? The bullets.